Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, our final hour of the week. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 to get in here. Look at this.
Oh, we got it.
Oh, we got a full board. Oh, yeah. We got people wanting to talk about this. And you know what? Let's go. Let's finish up the week strong. I hope there's some hate from both sides.
There's got to be.
I need some UT side. I need some Aggie side. I need some name calling. I mean, can we do a special edition of Throw Shade Thursday, Del? On Friday?
Well, if the shade is thrown, sure.
Fire Shade Friday.
As long as they actually throw the shade and aren't, you know, soft on this.
No, I hope I don't want any. We don't want any soft. Don't be soft.
That'll
okay, S A W F T. We don't need no soft today. What we need is to finish up the week strong with hatred. From Aggies to Longhorns,
what a message.
Longhorns to Aggies, okay?
Or Aggies to the SEC.
Aggies to the SEC.
That's what I want to hear.
The rest of the Big 12 that got left behind towards Texas and Oklahoma, we need that hatred. Let's go. University of Houston hating on everybody and saying, F you, we're going to the Pac-12. Let's go. All right? So let's go. Let's get Aggie John in here first. I know which side he's on. What do you say, Aggie John?
How's it going, guys? I got a full one for you, Del. I'm going to throw some shade at the Big 12, SEC, and Longhorns. One, yesterday when I heard the news, didn't want Texas or OU in there. Don't need them. But you know what? Let them come in here. Let them get their ass beat like they always do when they play SEC. Texas can't even play with West Virginia, Iowa State, or Kansas because you're trash. We don't need to trash ass. We don't need to trash ass OU. Let's see. SEC, it's fine. We'll show you the truth of how terrible their schools are and sports in general, other than maybe baseball. Y'all can have baseball. That's fine. That's boring crap anyway. Football is where it's at. We'll continue to take the good players from Texas and OU. We don't need those. That's all I got to say. So
suck it, Longhorns. That's what he said.
make some shade.
Well, he just threw some, make some shade? Is that what you're saying?
He said he was full of shade when he started.
He was full of shade. Let's see what Longhorn Keith, what kind of response he has to that. Hey, you just got served.
I don't know if Longhorn Keith's the type, actually.
Longhorn Keith just got served.
Dale, you know I appreciate you, man, and you're 100% right. But I didn't call it a throw shade, but now that Dale kind of put it out there, listen here, Aggie, man. I find it hilarious that they're all on their little bottles this morning. Hey, give me back my conference. We don't want the old one. Because you know why? Because we served you, Vinnies. We served you. Remember, 27-25, November 24th, 2011. Remember that? You suck. And now that you're mad because we're coming to your territory again, and we're going to keep our players within our borders, and now that you have to face us again, get ready, bitches, because we're coming for you. I'm out.
Let's throw some shade.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. I think Longhorn Keith, I think the Longhorns are leading right now as far as shade throwing goes. I think I'm going to have to go with Longhorn Keith in this one. What do you got?
He did call them bitches, so.
They did.
He wins.
Yeah, he went back to 2011.
Well, that's the last time they played.
I know.
That was the last game.
But that's still like
a long. It's been that long.
I mean, haven't they lost to Kansas since then?
A decade ago.
If you've lost to Kansas since the last time you beat your rival, I don't know if I'd want to mention
it.
Well,
not only that, but you remember the score?
Well, yeah, it's the last time they played. That's what football's about. If you went on a game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
And what was dubbed the last time those two teams were going to face each other, it's a big deal. I'm not going to knock them for that. I remember the scores when Miami was beating Florida State with wide rights. Still a big deal.
Yeah, I guess. It wasn't that big a game, as big as wide rights.
It certainly wasn't 1-2 or anything.
No. Let's get Jason in here. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Great. Hey, yeah, I'm not big on the shade thing. I will say that Aggie John's pulled more than just shade if you think Texas is going to go and just get beat down by the SEC teams. They've definitely proven themselves that they can handle the SEC well for quite a while. And, you know, I know a lot of folks thought A&M was going to do the same thing. They were going to go to the SEC back in 12 and get manhandled. And, well, that's been their most successful season in probably about 30 years. So, you know, I just want to point out that, you know, really I'm just here for the Aggie Tears more than anything. That thin skin fan base over there just is just upset and just crying. You know, I think a lot of folks there in College Station just going to have to be on suicide watch right now, just thinking that the SEC is just going to treat them like the little brother that they are and, you know, go behind their back from, you know, what some say is almost a year to get Texas and Oklahoma in. Just kind of shows what the SEC kind of thinks of A&M, which is, well, not a whole lot, you know. So I said all I need to say, I guess, there, guys. I think I honestly, whether Texas and OU go either way, I'm pretty excited about it, mostly just for the tears. It's going to be a good thing no matter what. You guys have a great day.
All right.
Throw some, make some shade.
not really. He didn't really throw shade, but he a little bit.
He had tears, really,
Aggie, I'm here for Aggie
as,
tears.
As much as the back and forth between the Aggies and Longhorns will always be a thing, I don't know how the Aggies feel about just having the SEC pretty much betray them, lie to them for months, betray them.
So for those of you who didn't hear, report out, they've been talking about this
for at least 6 months.
And the Aggies were left out of all of the conversations.
According to Kurt Bowles.
Yes, and others have backed it up. David Hale, who covers the ACC for ESPN, reached out to people.
He backed it up.
He says that reporting is correct, that this has been, like, apparently the ACC reached out to Texas and OU because they got word that this could be something where Texas and OU wanted out. They decided, those two teams decided together to choose the SEC, and since then it's been full speed ahead between the two universities and that conference to get this done. Meanwhile, you know, the Aggies are like, tra-la-la-la-la, it's great to be here. We're number 5 in the country, SEC, SEC. And Greg Sankey's behind them going, well, just wait.
Yeah. I'm wondering, Dell, if Sankey's been communicating to the other SEC schools, saying this is going to happen.
All were.
Well,
the only one that didn't know was the Aggies.
Well, with the vote of 11 out of 14, he would have had, and if this is going to be done in about a week in terms of it being finalized, he would have had to talk to them already.
I would imagine he had to call Alabama.
All of
them.
Hey,
what y'all think?
Scott Woodward
this?
At LSU.
LSU.
All of them.
They all had to know. And Alabama's just sitting there.
Yeah, well, now.
I mean, A&M's just sitting there in the corner going, everything's fine. Now it's all good here. Nothing wrong here.
We got to hear a response from the Aggies on this. They got to say something.
Oh, they're going to be pissed when they've. Well, they know now it was 6 months. They're going to be like, what the? I thought we were part of it. You guys said I was part of the conference or something.
No, that was a lie.
Yeah, apparently it was. Ben, let's get him in here. Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? I got no shade thing to throw at Aggies or UT fans, but I got to throw some shade at my friend. My friend Matt, he's having a housewarming party on Saturday. He sent out invites on a Wednesday, giving us only 2 days. I asked him if he's going to have any food. He said he doesn't even know. Why are you going to buy a house but you can't even afford food for a housewarming, man? And now he's asking me to ask our boys to pitch in for Don Julio? Come on, man.
Make some shade.
You bought a house and he didn't have.
He doesn't have enough for food.
For food or Don Julio?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't know. I mean, I guess since we opened it up to shade, I guess you can throw it at anyone now.
Now it's whatever. Open. Terry, we ain't talking Astros right now. We got shade to throw. Let's get Kirby in here. Hey, Kirby. Kirby, you there?
Guess not.
Kirby ain't there. Beat it, Kirby. With your Milo voice, Kirby. Tim, you want to throw some at the, you got some Aggie or Longhorn shade?
Yeah, we're a couple seconds away. There he is.
Oh, there he is. Let's get Tim in here. Hey, Tim.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to throw shade today. I missed yesterday, so Thank God y'all guys got this going on today. So I want to throw shade at Mr. Joe Blank. So I heard he had the interview with Charles, and Charles was saying, do I need to talk to your wife to get you out the house? Like, Joe, come on, man. Like, if you're the man of the house, you can leave. You don't have to ask your wife. What is she, your mom? Like, come on, dude. Grow a set. Like, seriously, or did they get chopped off when you took your dog to the vet? Shade thrown.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
This is taking an ugly turn.
This is, what happened?
I don't. As soon as you say shade, people get activated.
I don't. Well, I know, but I was thinking if it's Aggie and Longhorn.
Well, once the music starts, it's open for anyone.
I guess it's now it's open season on everybody. And Joel this, Blank.
I believe that's the second time
he took yesterday.
Not just Joel catching it, but I think he called in last week talking about Joel needing to be a man.
Oh, he did. Okay,
this is a consistent trend between that caller and Joel for whatever reason.
Ow. Apparently, ow. All right, let's get Turtle in here. Hey, Turtle.
How you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
Good. 192 wins, 90 losses, and 3 ties. What am I talking about?
The A&M Texas rivalry?
Texas versus the SEC all time. And who won the award for the most successful athletic department across all sports year? Who am I talking about?
Oh, that would be the Longhorns.
Are you talking about
the Director's Cup? Are you kidding me? The Director's Cup is awesome.
Were you watching on the Longhorn Network when they won the rowing title?
How about that rowing title? What about the men's diving?
Don't hate on the rowing title, bro. Don't hate on the rowing title.
No one's hating.
I'm not hating. I'm asking you, what was your favorite moment from the win, from the final?
Which stroke actually do you think put him over the top?
Yes. Every stretch of the arm. Stretch of the arm and the row in the water was the best one.
Okay.
Every single one of them.
All right. So every stroke counts.
Well, just like
every stroke counts.
It just means more.
It does mean more.
Every stroke counts. Okay. Let's be fair.
Congratulations on your Director's Cup, stealing that away from Stanford.
Yeah. No. Listen, this is all everybody's talking about, is the Director's Cup. It's all everybody. And it's why the SEC said, we got to have Texas. Because did you see that women's rowing program?
No one did.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody saw it.
No.
Nobody. Not even their parents went.
Oh, that's ugly.
Honestly,
they were there.
They're disappointed them. You can't play anything else. Well, you're going to row.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. They give scholarships in rowing.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, parents can be happy.
Partial.
Okay.
They're not getting full rides for rowing.
Yeah, the right fielder doesn't get a full scholarship.
No.
The rowing person doesn't get a full scholarship.
Baseball gets 11.2, and they got 40 guys on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So rowing gets like a quarter, maybe a quarter of a scholarship.
Well,
men's diving. Okay.
Well, women's rowing team, Mike. You got to match football.
You got to match football.
Yeah. So they might. Men's rowing.
I've been told, just on that note, if you have daughters, get them to play golf or volleyball because those two sports get full rides.
Full rides.
College.
Yeah, because you got to. You got to match the men's. You got to somehow make up for the 80 scholarships, yeah. 100 scholarships in football. So you got to make it up with women's rowing, I guess. Can you imagine the legs on those women?
I don't. Yeah,
as much as you know, honestly,
as athletes, certainly.
As athletes,
I know a woman.
I was watching Olympic rowing yesterday.
Yeah, I know a woman's rower, and she would break you in half.
Some guns on her and some legs.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I want a woman to beat my ass.
Okay,
like, I mean, she's gonna have arms on her.
Don't test her then.
No,
don't start none. Well, won't be none.
But what did I say? That's the question.
Well. Sure. You probably have said something really egregious.
Right. So I'm going to get my ass kicked. So I don't want
I'm not promoting any violence, but you might deserve it.
I'm not going to promote any violence either, but I ain't going to walk in that path.
Just watch your mouth.
All of a sudden, but I might say something out of line.
Might. It's a guarantee.
Chances are pretty good. All right. 713-780-3776. Ags, Longhorns, you got anything? Terry, you can call back in. We'll talk Astros if you... Oh, no, we got everybody still wanting to do this.
Yeah, I don't think
we're
done. We're
going to take a quick break. We'll do it on the other side.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 713-780-3776. We got one line open. Everybody else wants to get in here. And if you've got some thoughts on this Aggie Longhorn thing, it's the biggest story in the country. So it could change the face of college athletics, what with OU and Texas possibly headed and more than likely headed to the SEC. George, a.k.a. Brad, is here. What do you say, George?
Yeah, hey guys. Yeah, initially the first time I called in, they called me Brad. I didn't answer, so
I had to respond
as George.
Oh, hey, George.
So all I wanted to say is throw some shade at Joe Blank, because when I first initially called in, I wanted to talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo, how he was sleeping on him, and look what happened. Antetokounmpo, guess what? Four games in a row. Milwaukee championship. So that's for Joe Blank. That's him throwing some shade for him. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. I'm throw some, make some shade.
Yeah, we had a call yesterday do the same thing.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
Joel wasn't all in on Giannis.
No.
At some point.
I don't know. I can't speak for it. I didn't hear the show. I didn't hear Joe. He said multiple times, though, he didn't think Giannis was a guy who could win a championship, according to that caller. I don't know. Yesterday. But, yeah. Well, look at what happened. He gave him one of those.
He's very much like you in that regard.
Look at that. Look what. Oh. Now, how do you feel about that, Joel?
Joel, you don't know nothing.
Bill is here. What's up, Bill?
Hey, not much, guys. Just start off with anyone who's followed Texas sports since the mid-90s. Texas has been wanting to leave the state since then. They've got board members who've been ticked off that they didn't go to the PAC or the Big Ten or whenever when the Big 12 was formed. They've been looking to leave since then. Fine. You know what, guys? The forced marriage is over. You can stop blaming Iowa State, Kansas State, Oak State, Tech, TCU, and you are Gary Patterson's bitch. I hope you don't know that you've now sealed that he'll have a winning record against you, one of the few coaches. But it won't matter because you're going to go to the big, you're going to go to the SEC. You get to play by whatever rules you keep telling us that if you were able to do, you'll win. Guess what? The people in the mirror, you're the same group that's going to keep yourselves from winning. Your same arrogant self. You haven't been back since Colt McCoy. Basketball, you've been a joke since you ran Rick Barnes out. So guess what? We're gone. You don't blame us, but you won't be smart enough to see the problem. A&M, you just found out you're the duck. The SEC brought you in for one purpose and one purpose only. You're the fat, dumpy friend who had the hot friend that someone paid attention to. And now that they've got Texas and OU, you're just another thing. But the real irony is Texas and A&M, you're Tommy from Goodfellas. What you haven't figured out is you shouldn't have trusted the SEC. They got the market they wanted. They got the brand they wanted. You're just another team. You're not a big fish. They're going to do the same thing to you that they did to A&M. And ESPN, thanks for your role in killing college sports. The only thing you wanted is content. You got the content you want. And now, when everything else goes to shit,
oh, you can't say when everything goes to ship.
That was a great call until then.
Yeah, he was doing good.
Yeah. I mean, you can't say when everything goes to ship. Okay?
I like his passion, though.
Yeah.
He was very passionate
about
it.
Well, he brought up a couple of good points.
Certainly.
He did.
A&M called you guys the Duff, the designated ugly fat friend.
the Duff. And Tommy.
Tommy boy.
Well,
no, Tommy from Goodfellas.
Oh, Tommy from Goodfellas. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's not a made man. Hey, guess what? You're going to catch his when he thinks he's a made man, and then all of a sudden, what happens?
Oh, no. He goes, no. And then he takes it.
Yeah. And he catches it. And then Jimmy's all on. And then Jimmy starts crying.
Yeah, Jimmy was upset on the phone call.
Jimmy was upset.
I just watched that the other day. It was awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. Oh, every time it's on, you watch it. All right, let's get Terry in here. What's up, Terry?
Hey, good day, guys. Hey, I really don't have a dog in the bone, but I will say this. If you've been beaten or you've lost to a Division II school in the last 5 years, do you really have room to talk? That's all I got to say, guys.
What? I don't know which team he's talking about. Who lost to the Division II school?
Is he talking about in basketball?
I mean, even still, who would he be referring to?
Abilene Christian?
Well, they're in Division I, but I guess what he's saying, they're lower. They're not in the same type of league, Power 5 league. That's but is that what the reference, you think?
It had to be.
I guess.
Did Texas lose the – there was no tournament the year before, so how could that be the case? I don't know. Appreciate it, Terry. I just don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know either. But, okay. All right. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, we've mentioned Astros. Terry wanted to talk about Astros a little bit earlier. Astros start a three-game series tonight.
Who's pitching tonight?
Against the Rangers. They've got Odorizzi tonight. Odorizzi's throwing tonight, which is not a great thing, but it is the Rangers. I don't mind him. You know, I'd much rather have...
Just give us five innings. Give us five innings. Don't have the bullpen come in the third.
It's working out okay because he pitches tonight against Texas, and then he'll pitch the finale at Seattle and not have to... You got Valdez, Greinke, and Garcia going against the Giants because that ain't going to be easy. And you're going to face Kevin Gausman, one of the best pitchers in the National League. You got Wood and Webb as well in San Francisco. So that'll be pretty good. Although you're going to have to fade Odorizzi in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. You just can't avoid it unless Urquidy hurries back and gets here, which isn't likely. He's a couple of weeks away from a rehab, so that's not going to happen. You just got to depend on Odorizzi to be much better than he has been. That certainly would be nice. He's 3-5 on the season, which just isn't good enough.
That's not why they got him, not by far.
And he's had some injuries, but he doesn't play into, I mean, as far as a postseason pitcher goes, I can't see him starting a game. We talked about it. McCullers, Greinke, Garcia and Fromber have all been better.
Oh yeah,
obviously all been better. So you know, Odorizzi just doesn't figure in. Whether or not when Urquidy comes back, you might even throw Odorizzi into the bullpen just because that's where he's going to be in these last couple of months of the season. You know, get him used to coming out of the pen because that's where he's going to be in a postseason.
Yeah, the only reason he'd start in the postseason, I think, is if it would be like one of those bullpen games where they team him up with another pitcher. Say, give us three or four, and then we're going to bring in somebody else.
Well, in a postseason, you know, I don't think you ever need more than four, do you? I don't think you've ever seen more than four. And the Astros are so deep. They got a six-man rotation when Urquidy comes back. So...
Yeah, he'll be out.
He's got to be out. So there is no way you would start him over Garcia or McCullers or Greinke or Fromber. There's just no way.
No.
So maybe, it's for your own good. For your own good, Odorizzi.
For the team. Yeah. Do it for the team.
You want to be a team guy or not?
Yeah.
Do you want to win a world title or not, Odorizzi? So they start a three-game series against the Rangers. It's hard to build. You know what? I firmly believe it's really difficult for them to get up for these games.
You think that's why they're losing to the lower teams? I don't know, man. It's like...
They play in so many big, high-leverage games, though.
Maybe they come in a little less focused, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Or maybe they're just off, or whatever the case may be. But it ain't easy getting up over 162 games, that's for sure.
No, you have peaks and valleys and... You know, I'm still looking at the fact that, man, Bregman's been out for a long time. I'm like, man, get back Bregman. I know you're not rushing it, but
he was running the bases and he was hitting the other day. So
once he gets back, you know, that adds even more punch to the lineup.
He did say he needs like 20 to 30 at bats.
Yeah, down with the Skeeters. I heard him say that.
That's a week.
I'm gonna go see him play down there. Yeah. I live out that way.
Yeah,
like, I'm gonna go see a game.
Yeah, no. He and if Urquidy's pitching too, see how he looks as well. That is so sweet that they're the minor league, the AAA team. That is so sweet that it's right here and you get to go watch a great ballpark in it. Just a great. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the Skeeters had this in mind when they first started. I mean, we could be the AAA affiliate, and sure enough, it's worked out pretty damn good.
It worked out pretty good with the minor league system kind of revamping.
Absolutely. Yeah. 1029 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. We have one. We'll go over headlines and then News of the Weird coming your way. Bob Slovak's first ever News of the Weird segment here. So, yeah, you got to answer some tough questions, Bob.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that on the other side. Well, at least at 45. Don't go anywhere.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Kane is in the building today.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
So, it's a little contradiction here. Heather Dinich of ESPN says an SEC source told her A&M did know about Texas and OU trying to get, or the talks trying to get into the SEC, but Ross Bjork looked awful surprised yesterday or the day before.
A couple days ago,
when confronted about, hey, what do you think of OU and Texas coming to the SEC? Didn't he say something to the effect of first time hearing of it?
I'm walking into this right now.
And
another ESPN reporter confirmed Bowles' report that A&M was left out.
Yeah.
David Hale, who covers the ACC for ESPN. So I don't know.
Is this the SEC trying to spin it now?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, got to be.
Yeah. Well, they don't want A&M to look like duffs.
Duffs. We would use another word if Bob wasn't here.
Yeah, right.
It's a C word.
Yeah, cucks.
Well, he said it. I wasn't going to.
Get your hand on the bleep button.
He can actually get away with that for whatever reason. But that's the other word I would
sitting
use.
Sitting in the corner watching Texas.
Yeah, except their back was turned. They weren't even paying attention.
They didn't even know.
No.
And it was going on right behind them.
They're in the other room not knowing what was going on.
I think the SEC's trying to save some Aggie face right there. So, and it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good for the Aggs. That they weren't involved. I'm looking at something here. This is a story you sent out, Del, that the Astros starting pitching is not only good, it's great. Here are some stats. ERA, the starting pitchers, 3.36, second in the AL. Wins, 41st. Whip, 1.12, first. Runs allowed, 205, first. Innings pitch 530, second. Those are pretty damn good numbers. Now, and in all kinds of left on base percentage, first in the league.
Wow.
They leave 78% of their runners on base. That's really, really good. They're starting. Okay, there's a stat. Batting average on balls in play. Takes out strikeouts and walks. You got to put the ball in play. The average, the AL mean is 294. The Astros pitchers, starting pitchers, the average against them in balls in play is 258, which is by far the best in the league. The second best is Detroit, which is 274. So they are so good, even when the Astros covet pitches missed. Swings and misses. They covet hitters who hit the ball and don't swing and miss, and they covet pitchers who create swings and misses. But they're really, really good even when the ball's in play. And better than everybody else, and by far. So this staff that we're looking at, you know, asking the question, do you got to go out and get that big ace? This staff appears to be good enough as is.
They need another arm in the bullpen.
Yeah,
that's where they got to be.
Well, focused. Is Baez going to be enough? Because you haven't had him yet. Is that, that's an addition. Dusty talked about, hey, we're going to get Alex Bregman back. That's like making a trade for a hitter. Baez is going to come in. Is that like making a trade for a pitcher? Or do you need more than that? And, oh, by the way, it's a big lift to a clubhouse. We've seen, we saw in 2017, they were pissed. They didn't do anything. And then they a month later, they got Verlander right at the other. But that other trade deadline is gone. They've got a week to do, get this done.
It's going
to
happen. Yeah. It's going to happen in the next few days. I think they got to add somebody. I think they do.
They do. And because it does. It lifts the clubhouse. It really does lift the clubhouse. You'll remember that you met Mekhi and all those guys in 17 were all pissed that they didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And then they ended up getting Verlander, and that changed everything. Astros defensive shifts by year, they are by far do it more than everybody else. They are first this year. They were second last year in number of shifts. First 19, first and 18, first and 17. There's no question the Astros use analytics more than anybody else, and it appears to be helping. It appears to be helping the pitching staff. I can see a time when Major League Baseball, I mean, every sport does it. NBA, you couldn't use a zone. Now you can use a zone. NBA didn't have a lane that you couldn't stand in for three. Then they put a lane in that you couldn't stand in for 3 seconds. I mean, you make adjustments to make your game better. Is the game a bad game with the shift?
It's a different game, and I can see them banning it down the road. You know,
yeah,
I can see it happening.
I could see where you'd have two guys on each side of second base. Here's the thing, though, is good hitters. I mean, Cleveland took advantage of it the other night.
Yep.
With the shift. They just hit a ball right down the third base line. Nobody could possibly get to it because they had the shift on. And guess what? You win the ball game.
Exactly.
If you actually have some back control, can you imagine like the Tony Gwynns and the Rod Carews and you're trying to do that crap to Pete Rose?
Oh, yeah. They would just slap it over every crap. Time. Slap it over there.
But in today's game, that's all you worry about is power.
I keep waiting. And some teams will do it sparingly. I'm waiting for them when they shift everybody to one side of the field. Just bunt the ball to the other side.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody, oh, he can't be doing that. And I'm like, well, yeah, if you're going to move everybody, I'm just going to knock the ball over there.
Oh, you can do it. You can do it. But there was a hitter that Lance brought up. Who was it from? He said, my job is to get a double. My job is to get at least a double.
That's the way people think because you get paid more. If you're
well, yeah, not only that, not only that, but if I'm stringing together singles, I got to have three hits. If I get a double in there, I only need two hits. Yeah. If it's at least a double. So my job is to get a double. And so I can understand that, but you keep shifting on me, and if I've got a team of back control, I can string hits together, that's for sure. Especially with today's pitchers. I can string, although we've never seen more strikeouts than we've ever seen before. The Rays picked up Nelson Cruz.
Man, how old is he?
Forever.
He's been around forever.
But actually, how about this? The National League teams were actually looking at him. Nelson Cruz can't do anything but DH. I don't know why a National League teams were looking at him, but apparently they were. But Nelson Cruz is a big addition to that lineup. That is as long as the steroids keep coming in, Nelson Cruz is going to be, he's going to be just fine. He's going to be able to put some.
As long as the shipments make it through?
As long as his steroid shipment comes in.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as
did they quit testing?
No, he just
no.
The cheaters are always better. Are always better.
No, much like other sports, Major League Baseball has an 85% steroid rate, so they no longer test.
Is that
they reach the 85% threshold
of vaccination?
Oh, like the
85% threshold for steroids, so they don't have to test.
They're not
anymore.
Afraid of the needles.
No,
is what you're saying.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Howard Eskin believes there's a 90% chance Deshaun Watson is going to be traded to the Eagles.
Everybody keeps saying that.
Well, they've got the draft picks that
they do. That's what everybody says. They got the most capital.
They've got the most capital. And he said, he says they all but resided to the all but everyone's resided to the fact that they're going to have to trade him. Now there's a little issue. They're going to have to wait, suspension, all that crap.
A little issue.
Second part of the equation is who's he going to be traded to? There's only three teams. In talking to people around the league that I know of that really have the strong desire, that would be Denver, Miami, and the Eagles.
Yeah.
You think? I mean, you know, Dell. I mean, How long is it going to take before you say Tua ain't the guy?
Well, how about we get through an entire year when he's had a full offseason? Let's see. Let's see. I mean, he spent most of his time last offseason trying to make sure he could actually play football. I mean, workout videos during offseason or whatever, they're fan fodder. But dude was underdeveloped because all he did was try to get that hip ready. And it spoke to his inability to drive the ball down the field because he wasn't strong in his lower body. Because it was more about getting healthy, not strengthening, and being actually in peak physical shape. So we'll see. I think arm concerns will kind of – those kind of won't be a thing because he'll be back in actual football shape. And he'll get a year. I don't think the Dolphins would make a trade during the season. I think they want to see their prospect get a year. And if he's not the one, then who knows? Then we're talking – we're having a different conversation.
Well, I think with what you saw last year, what you see in the preseason, and what you see after 6, 7, 8 games can give you a pretty good idea.
Well, so quarterbacks only get, I don't know, 15 games before we determine if they're going to be good enough?
Guys have gotten less than that. Guys have gotten much
less
than that.
Well, he wasn't awful. The difference is Josh Rosen was atrocious in Arizona. There's a difference. I mean, if you look at...
Well, we'll see how he does in...
If he's
awful in the first half of this season?
But he wasn't last year, so I wouldn't expect that he would now with better players around him. Tua, if you extrapolate his numbers were really any different than Kyler Murray in his first year. And Kyler Murray wasn't looked at as, hey, we immediately have to get rid of him. We immediately have to replace him.
Kyler brings something different to the table, though.
Not winning.
No, but the run aspect.
Congratulations. What has that done for Arizona as far as victories are concerned?
Well, right. No. And he's got to win. There's no question. So does Cliff. I don't think there's any question. But
is Fitzpatrick still with the Dolphins?
No, he's with the Washington football team now.
Oh, so he'll be winning up there with them.
Okay? Yeah. No, he won't make the playoffs because he never makes the playoffs.
He never makes the playoffs. But he said this is the best team he's been on.
I think he said it was the best team he's ever been like the guy with, yeah. Right? Then you'll be
been on a lot of teams.
Then you'll be the one to blame if they don't make the playoffs. If it's the best team, it's on you.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Oh, by the way, for those of you that were waiting for Carol Cogslaughter, he will be on Monday to talk about this SEC thing. Dr. Carol Cogslaughter is going to be joining us. That's SEC guy.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. SEC guy.
Yeah, I know SEC.
He's going to weigh in. Yeah, he's going. You know, he's going to weigh in. All right. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and on ESPN 92.5. Don't want to miss this.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we got a lot of news of the weird that we really need to get to. Some really good stuff, actually. Let's start with Dell and Bob. There is a guy, a man, who is, I believe he's Asian, Nagoya City University Hospital. Apparently, do you understand? Yeah, he's from Japan. He was called the 51-year-old right-handed man. Why do you think he got the nickname? The 51-year-old right-handed man.
Is he 51 and only has one hand?
Nope. He was an enthusiast with his right hand.
I was kind of thinking that, but I didn't know how to phrase it.
He was so much of an enthusiast that he nearly killed himself.
From fluid depletion?
He was a serial stroker, was struck down by thunderclap headaches and severe vomiting. He had a stroke that he would. That's how much of an enthusiast he was with his right hand. That's enthusiastic.
That is, yeah.
So there's a warning to you enthusiasts out there, okay?
You can have a stroke.
So stroke instead of hairy palm is what we're talking about.
Correct.
Or going blind.
Going blind.
Yeah, well, maybe the stroke causes you to go blind.
Yes, you can actually give yourself a stroke
if you're
big of an enthusiast.
I feel like maybe...
How about just getting a girlfriend?
Well, we're not all that lucky.
So, do you guys see the latest TikTok trend? Putting garlic cloves up your nostrils?
Oh, no, God. Why would we? No.
Apparently, doctors are saying, don't do that.
Okay.
It's a health risk. They're doing it apparently to clear your sinuses.
I had to do that.
But doctors say it can go wrong on many levels. So please stop shoving garlic up your nostrils and then doing some kind of TikTok dance.
It's better than a Tide pod.
You know. Yeah. Well, right. No, eating Tide, yeah. That is true.
John, I got a story for you that you would hate because you like a little warmth, a little heat, so you can go out and play golf. Yeah. You like a little spicy out there. In Dubai, they're using drones to zap clouds to cause rain to cool down areas of...
I like it.
Yeah, apparently they have found a way. So maybe former President Trump wasn't crazy when he said we're going to use nuclear weapons to stop hurricanes. They're zapping clouds and it's causing rainstorms.
So... Huh. That's interesting, except for the fact that they have wonderful golf courses there. Is it going to create cart path only?
This is what I'm getting to.
We don't want to do that.
No.
This is what I'm – as a man who hates water issues because it, you know, it's cart path only time, would you be in favor of zapping clouds?
Yeah. Yesterday we had to move courses because one was cart path only and the other wasn't.
Wow. Really?
We had to move courses.
That's tragic for you guys. Yeah.
No, I've told you that pro that got shot in Georgia might have been cart path only related.
that will get people a little ticked off. Cart path only?
No.
He was enforcing a rule and it got him shot?
It's not a rule.
So what do you mean? Why would he have gotten shot?
Because he said it's cart path only today. And you know what? I ain't putting up with that if I'm you know what, a member of the course. But that's just me.
So you decided to murder him and kill two other people put in the back of a pickup truck?
It, Tommy. The Catholic Monsignor who wanted to deny Biden communion, well, it turns out he's had to resign after his cell phone linked him to gay dating apps.
So why did
why
he,
am I not surprised?
He only wanted to keep him from communion because he was a president and he didn't like him?
No, he was pro-abortion, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and I think that's why. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's why. Pro-abortion, but gay dating apps. Okay. All right.
I mean, we all make our choices.
Listen, you're going to get looked at. Listen, don't make the news. Don't go viral.
It's really
because
the way to
really
go.
It's really going to end badly for you.
Don't deny a president. Don't say anything about someone people really like. You're asking for it.
That's it. Let's go to South Africa. In South Africa, Cape Town police have been arrested. Apparently, they kidnapped an innocent stranger to replace a prisoner who had escaped.
Oh, God.
So they didn't look bad.
This is like a good movie. It's like a good movie plot.
It's a bad comedy. Yeah. It's a horrible comedy.
It's some way like Dave, but not because at least that guy got to become president. This one, you get thrown into a prison cell?
Yeah. Apparently, they thought this was a good idea, replacing the guy who escaped with someone they just grabbed off the street.
Hey, we need a body.
That's it. Dave. Come on, Dave.
Oh, my.
Wow.
An Alabama city leader, Tarrant, Alabama. Apparently, he was captured on video dropping an N-bomb.
Bad idea.
Yeah. He says, I'm not apologizing. Matter of fact, I'm going to run for mayor. Do you think he could possibly win the Tarrant, Alabama mayoral candidate?
What are the demographics?
Do you think? Well, sounds like might be a lot of white people.
I mean, I don't know the demographics. Maybe.
Yeah. Not the smartest criminal. Heroin apparently was seized after a state trooper pulled over a vehicle with a handwritten license plate. Do you think if you're going to have a bunch of heroin on board that you should write out your own license plate?
Why not fire your gun outside the window to in terms of trying to draw attention to yourself. That seems like a bad idea.
That was bad planning.
Yeah.
It's bad planning.
Listen, I don't have a license, but okay, I'll make one for you. Here. Oh, good enough. Thanks. Yeah, that didn't work out. Flair, apparently, hey, how about this guy? Florida landscaper. He's a hero. Apparently, there was he saved a man's life on a lawn. Someone was on a lawn, and he was dying, apparently. But he was able to this landscaper was able to save his life. Unfortunately for him, the homeowners were berating him the whole time because they wanted the guy to die somewhere else.
What?
Get him off our lawn.
Where was this at?
In Florida.
Oh, of course it was in Florida.
Yeah, of course it was in Florida. Yeah. That seems like Florida, doesn't it?
Oh, Lord.
A 108-year-old man. Unfortunately, he died. He was 108.
Yeah, he lived a good life.
But it was just apparently just days before a case he filed in 1968 was going to reach the Supreme Court.
Uh-oh. Fishy.
His whole life. No. He's 108.
No.
I don't think the cause of death is at the Supreme Court.
I think Bob's going down the right path. What type of case was it before we just assume that it was natural causes? What was the case?
A sale deed.
Was he in line
mortgage,
to make
okay?
Was he in line to make some money?
He had purchased a plot of land in 1968. Well, you're right. It could not maybe not Supreme, but the guy he was suing
had to be pretty
too.
Old too.
Okay. Everybody.
Well, maybe the heirs got involved.
Maybe.
I think you shouldn't poo-poo what Bob
he
was
just
suggesting.
He just happened to die
when the court, when the case was going.
He was 108.
You doesn't mean it was natural causes.
Yeah, you can't. Can you prove those natural causes? Can you? You don't know that.
I don't. You're right. I don't know
exactly.
Natural causes.
You don't know. He had lasted that long.
Well. Yeah, listen, he got shot in the head, but they said natural causes. He was 108. Okay.
Now it's COVID who got him.
He got shot in the head, but COVID. He had COVID.
I just think you're jumping to conclusions, and Bob is going down the right track.
Bob, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Hey, great stuff.
Had a great time today, guys. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you hanging here. Best of luck. What's the where to kind of find the podcast?
Huddle Up with Bob Slovac. It's on Facebook. We'll get it on some other things, too.
Okay. So look for it on Facebook. He and Jason Alexander. Good stuff. We appreciate you being here. We will talk to you again on Monday. But Lance will be back on Monday, so don't miss it right here. Charlie Polillo next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.